Hello.
Hello, is this Enzo?
Yes, Jim.
Hi, yeah, that's correct. Hi, mate, you
Hi,
okay?
James. How are you?
I'm not so bad, yourself.
Hi, not bad, mate. Not
Good
bad.
to
Just
hear,
doing a
good
bit
to hear.
of, working through some sort of paperwork here now.
Oh.
So, how's things?
Not so bad. I'm just going to give you an update onto it now. I just obviously need to pass you for data protection purposes, training and monitoring. Can you just
Sure.
confirm for me your date of birth, please, Enzo?
The 7th of December, 1967.
Fantastic. Your email address?
EnzoSerapilia67@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And then just your mobile number, please, Enzo.
07562088 72.
Fantastic. Okay, while we're on the phone right now, Enzo, I'm going to forward you the email which you requested for us. Do you know from the Archdiocese of Glasgow?
Yep,
So
sure.
I'll just confirm to you as well while we're on the phone as to what was said. So they came back and they said, as I've told you on the phone, that they had no acknowledgement of St. Joseph's Institution in Govan, to which I then confirmed to them saying that there was a clerical error. And the area was actually Girvan, Barhill, not Govan, to which they responded to say, thank you for your further email. In 1878, when a Catholic hierarchy was restored to Scotland, Girvan became a parish of the Diocese of Galloway. The parish in Girvan was and is the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. St. Joseph's may possibly refer to the convent slash school in Girvan, to which the Sisters of St. Joseph of Cluny arrived in 1878.
That's it.
The Archdiocese
Sorry.
of Galloway's, oh, it's okay. The Archdiocese of Galloway's archive has no material relevant to your inquiry. So I will forward that over to you now, Enzo, so I
There's
could see.
no what, sorry, relevant to your inquiry. Is that what it says?
Yeah, so they're essentially saying that the Archdiocese of Glasgow don't hold any records in relation to St. Joseph of Culinary. It's all to do with the Diocese of Galloway.
Right, that's what they're saying, right. Okay,
Yeah,
I
so
get what you mean now.
and
Sorry, mate.
it's all right, it's okay. I will then let me just send this to you first, and
Yep, sure.
right.
Okay.
So there's the email what I've just sent to you now. So following
Wait, hold
that,
on just a wee minute. I'm just going to look this up while we are on the phone
yeah, no problem.
now. Hold on just a second, James. Something's come through the now. I'll open that up. New message. Right, okay. Is that sorted there?
So you should have the email chain as.
Dear Enzo, please see the email chain as requested. In regards, James, investigation team, MEA legal here. Okay, so here's the thing, mate. I'm just trying to. Dear James, thank you for your further email. In 1978, when the Catholic hierarchy was restored, right? Okay, that's what you've just read out to me, yeah.
Yeah. So I've read that out to you on the phone. I just wanted to obviously relate to you first verbally
So,
before sending it to you.
who's Mary McHugh? Who's that?
She's just someone who works at the Archdiocese of Glasgow.
There was a clerical error in providing the area for which St. John's? It's not St. John's, it's St. Joseph's.
Oh yeah, it was. It was just an error on my half, but they did know that it was in relation to St. Joseph's and not St. John's. So they have made it
We've got
aware.
St. John's here, kind of thing.
Say that again, sorry.
Because it says St. John's here.
Yeah. So I did. You are right in obviously highlighting that I said St. John's, but they did take on the request and they did acknowledge that when I said St. John's, it was in relation to St. Joseph's. That's why. They said that's why they responded in the email saying St. Joseph's may possibly refer to the convent slash school in Girvan, which the Sisters of the Sisters of St. Joseph in Cluny are. So I've tried to speak with the with the Sisters of St. Joseph and Cluny. They've been very, very, very hard to get in contact with. I've managed to get through to them once on the phone because I sent a subject access. So hold on, before I go on to that. So in that email, it says about the Diocese of Galloway. So I desired the Diocese of Galloway to obviously try and to get any information because the nunneries.
The priest in Galloway, it's just Galloway, you said earlier on.
Yeah, so the Diocese of Galloway.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So I tried to. I sent a subject access request to the Diocese of Galloway because the Diocese of Galloway obviously has ties to St. Joseph of Cluny. You can even see on the website for Diocese of Galloway that they have the details for the Sisters of St. Joseph of Cluny. So I took the details on the website. I then used the email address and contact number to update our systems. And then I've sent a DSAR to them. I've got a mail delivery system. So the organization has rejected the message being the Sisters of St. Joseph's, to which I've tried to contact them. I tried to give them a call, and the woman who works there is just refusing to take our calls. She believes
she did that to me years ago, and she did it to me recently, and then she did it to a member of your staff last week.
Yeah.
He phoned three times. Can't remember the name of the guy that works in the sort of co-siding with yourself. But he'd phoned them three times, and they put the phone down at one time.
Yeah, they've been doing that to me constantly. It just goes through to voicemail. It'll get to a point where...
Are you going to send the police to see them or what? Or?
We can't send the police because it's not a situation where we'd involve the police. Our next step into getting in contact with them would be to, because we have their postal address now, the correct postal address, we'll have to send it by post.
Well, what happens if they don't respond to that?
If they don't respond to that, the only thing we can do in relation to it is to go to the ICO, which, as I told you before, earlier in the day, it is essentially
data protection.
It's the regulating body what deals with data protection issues in the UK. If we contacted them about, obviously, the professionalism of Sisters of St. Joseph of Cluny, and explained to them that we're trying to obviously send the subject access request, which they're not adhering to, they'd issue a fine, essentially.
A fine if we don't respond back to it, right? Understand what you're saying now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, continuing on, as in sending subject access requests, I've noticed in your file, which wasn't made as clear to be in your address before Kerr was stated as 7 Glenifer Road, Moor Park, Renfrew. So with that being in the area of Renfrewshire, I've subject access request for your records from Renfrewshire Council. Hopefully they'll get something back. I've also chased up on National Records Scotland, because we provided them with your parents' names and also your address before Kerr when you were in April, and we're still yet to receive a response. So I've chased them up just to be able to get a chronology of Kerr to see where you've been. And following up from chronology of Kerr, because I want to make sure that we're getting every Kerr setting what you've been involved in, and we're going through your application thoroughly. What I have at the moment on my client system is understatements, which is where you've provided a brief statement as to which care institutions you've been into, the date of when you started and then when you left. So far, what I have, Enzo, is only St. Joseph's at Girvan, obviously spelled Girvan, at Bar Hill. And the dates for that was 1973 to 1976. Are you able to confirm for me that is the best of your knowledge?
I don't know if it was 1976 that the school shut down. It might have been 1975. I'm not too sure on that. I can't give you accurate dates for that.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. In relation to your time in Kerr, can you tell me of your best ability the chronology of Kerr? So where did you go first? was it to St. Joseph's Govan?
No, I went to St. James's down in the Renfrew, which was a public school.
So
I was only there in Renfrew, yeah.
Public school. Hold on one second. I'm trying to make a few notes. And how long would you say you was there for in the public
About
school?
Three months. My mum took a nervous breakdown. About 3 or 4 months.
Can you recall what year you was there?
Well, the year would have been after, if I was born in December 1967, so you would have 68 been the first year, second, third, fourth, fifth, 68, hold on a minute, 68, 67, 69, 70, 71, 72, would that make sense? Would it be 72 or 73 that I would have started if I was born in 67 of December? It's not a trick question, mate.
No, of course. I'm just trying to think myself of as to when you'd start primary school, to be honest.
Could have been 72 or 73. I'm not too sure. The way it would have worked out.
Hold on.
Because put it this way, in December 1968, I would have been just 1 year of age. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
So, on December 19th, I know, so you would need to work that out yourself, kind of thing, and you wouldn't start unless you were starting a term, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so
It would have been later, wouldn't it have?
Yeah, so what I can see, if you was to start primary school, being born on the 7th of December, sorry about that, being born on the 7th of December 1967,
uh-huh.
You would more likely have started primary school in 1972 or
1973. I would have said
73. Okay, so we'll put 73. So after St. James's in Renfrew, you were out for 3 months.
At Barville and Girvan.
So that's when you went to St. Joseph's after St. James's?
Yep.
Okay. St. Joseph's. Given, and then you believe the approximate dates of that, what you provided previously, being 1973 to 1976.
Well, it's until the school shut down, because the school shut down, if you know,
yeah,
what I mean, so they'll be able to tell you better than what I'd be able to tell you.
Yeah,
of course. If they're not answering and not cooperating with you, how are we at least going to know when the school shut down?
So we'd be able to know, because if the institution themselves, for St. Joseph's being the nunnery, what won't get in contact with us, your local council at that time being Renfrewshire, who we sent the DSAR out to them today, so we'll be expecting a response within the next month. They
because
should have.
I think when the school shut down, it was made into a paedophile centre for alcoholic priests and nuns.
Yeah.
And people that needed help, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. That's good information to know. The local council should.
You can actually look at it because I'll tell you why. I think it was called not Canoel. It was called Tickraig.
Yeah.
It was called Tickraig. If you look that up, and that'll tell you when they first started their business.
But and to create the institution what came after St. Joseph's Girvan.
Yes. Okay. It was called Tickraig, and that was for paedophile priests and nuns.
Yeah.
And also for the paedophile Maris brothers and the alcoholics, people that were mentally disturbed,
yeah,
to do with the clergy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So as I was saying in regards to you know, St. Joseph's shutting down and you worrying about not being able to collect your records,
mm-hmm,
Renfrewshire Council should have your curve, a chronology of care in a sense, like what I'm getting off you now, of to where you've been admitted to. and when you was discharged from. So obviously you stated that you was at St James's in Renfrewshire first, which was a public school. You were there for 3 months, and then as you recall,
yes.
your mum had a breakdown and would have pulled you out of school. That would have had to have gone through the council for you to be pulled out of school. It would have been notified by the council that you're not there anymore.
You're 100% right. So the council, so it's to do with being in care from the government, really, more than anything else.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So that's why we sent a subject request to Renfrewshire now. So following on from St Joseph's and Girvan, so with the dates, you were there for 3 years. Do you remember where you went next?
I think it was two and a half to three years. I think I went to Largs, St Columbus College, run by the Maris brothers in Largs.
Largs.
Yep.
Largs what, sorry?
Largs Scotland.
Largs Scotland.
That was actually, you know, under North Ayrshire at the time. It was called the Cunningham District, I think it was. Or Inverclyde. Was it Inverclyde?
I know there's Strathclyde as well, which...
Strathclyde, that's what it was under at the time, yes.
So Strathclyde
I'll tell you what happened, James. See, Strathclyde, all these schools all shut down, Strathclyde made a deal with the councils and they separated all the different districts to Renfrewshire, to Inverclyde.
Yeah, and Ayrshire as well.
And it went 11 ways, do you know that?
Yeah, it has proven quite difficult at the moment to understand thoroughly for historical records.
You know something? They've done that deliberately so you can't find it out very well. Like, see the school in Largs when we left it. Do you know what they did? They took down a listed building, right? Mm. And the listed building was sold to Hugh Scott. And what the police have said is they built flats on top of that, and that was just to hide all the evidence.
Yeah. So when it comes to you saying Largs, so when I type into Google Largs School, North Ayrshire, what comes up is Largs Academy, which...
No. Look under St Columbus College and Largs. And you'll see a wee boy that was murdered there at the age of 7 as well.
St Columbus College, hold on.
St. Columbus College and Labs. You must be able to get it by the way, because I've got it here.
So St. Columbus College Largs, got that. A prep school feeder for Catholic boarding schools throughout the United Kingdom, with links to St. Joseph College, Dumfries.
Yep. Links to Ampleforth as well, in England.
With links to St. Joseph College. So it was... Wait, so straight after St. Joseph's Girvan, you then went to St. Columba's College in Largs.
In Largs, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. Hold on one moment.
Sorry about the noise here, mate.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. What year do you recall you going to St. Columbus College?
Well, I was there for 4 years.
You were there for 4 years?
Or 3.5 years, I should say, because when I started that school, I left in 1980, and I went back to do the last 6 months in St. James's before secondary school.
Right.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I don't want to come across rude or in any way, but we'll try and keep it so we're going in order. So if you go back to these schools at a later time, we'll put that in later, but for now, I just want to kind of understand the timeline of where you've for what institutions you've gone to. So at the moment, I have you first started off at St James's, Renfrewshire, in 1973. You were there for 3 months,
Yep,
and then
that's
after following that, you was at St Joseph's, Girvan, in 1973 to 1976. So then St Columba's College, Largs, Ayrshire. What year do you remember going there?
Say that again, sorry.
So when you've left St Joseph's in Girvan,
Yes.
you then stated that you went to St Columba's College in Largs, in which
That
is
would have been
located in
19.
Ayrshire.
Yes, that would have been 1967, 1976, sorry.
1976, and from 1976, how long was you there for?
3.5 years.
Three
Or
and a
3 years.
half years.
3 years. It would have ran up to 1980, because the way it worked out was I went back to St James's in Renfrew, the normal school, once my mum and dad found out that they weren't good, these schools, for me. And I
Yeah.
went and I'd done the last 3 or 4 months again, back in a trip, what do you call it again, St James's in Renfrew, before I hit the secondary school, James.
Okay, so we've got St Columba's College, Largs. You were there from 1976 to 1980, and then from there in 1980, you've then gone back to St James's in Renfrew.
Correct, correct. That's right. Yes.
So put that, so 1980, and you were there to finish off. How long was you there for in your second
A
stint?
bit, a bit, a bit 3 months. I went back and done another 3 months there
Yeah,
before I
so you
went
did 3 months
into,
there.
because I started the full secondary in Trinity High.
So then you went to Trinity High.
Trinity High, yes.
Do
Yes.
you know what area that was, Enzo?
Yes. It was in Renfrew. It was in Queen Street in Renfrew, or Glebe Street in Renfrew.
Right, okay. From what you're describing so far, your record should be with Renfrewshire. And hopefully we'll be in receipt of
Yeah,
them soon.
listen, you'll not find them, because I'll tell you why. We've tried to look at, the police have tried to get my records, and they says that they've destroyed them all.
Quite a few people have come across the same issue. It's just because, as you could understand, back then we didn't have any laws or regulations when it comes to or any policies in place when it comes to holding people's data. So at the time when you would have been in curb, as soon as you would have turned 18, they just would have destroyed your records. They would have just got rid of it. Or sometimes they do keep hold of them for like an extra few years, but then after them extra few years, they get rid of them because you're then not under the child care, like safe. Because we have received stuff back from Glasgow, as I told you before, but it's just all your adult care records, and that's obviously not what we're aiming to try and get recovered. We're trying to get mainly your child care. So you went to Trinity High School in Renfrewshire, and can you tell me the dates of that, please, sir?
Well, it would have been 81, wouldn't it? Of the 86, or I to
81
86.
to 1986. And then whilst you was
I'll tell you how I know, because I was in second year when Italy won the World Cup in 1982.
yeah. So yeah, it would have been 1981 to
So it would have been
86.
81. That would have started up.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. And then following your time at Trinity High School, where did you go after that? Or
After that, though.
was there any other
No,
institutions after that?
no other institutions after that,
No
no.
other institutions after that. Well, and so that is fantastic. Now I have a more detailed chronology of care for you. So I'll be able to go and try and locate. So we've got Largs, St James's,
Know, if you have any more
school.
questions that you want to ask me, mate, I mean, just fire ahead the row while you're on the phone, you know.
Yeah, of course. I believe every part of information what we need from you, like we have now. So we've got your mother's name being Carmina, your father being Cecilio, we've got your address prior to care being 7 Glenifer Road, Moor Park, Renfrew. We retrieved your GP surgery last time we spoke on the phone, being St. Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
St. Nicholas, sorry.
Yep.
And then the only thing what I can see what hasn't, I don't know if it's not been put in the relevant place within your application. Was there any names you was referred to or known by when you was in Kerr, or has it always been Enzo?
Always Enzo.
Always Enzo. That's fine.
Yep.
No problem.
See, when you were asking me about my medical history kind of thing earlier on,
yeah,
couldn't really speak to you very much because there were a lot of people about, but now
yeah.
I can talk to you. I'd been seeing a Dr. Mahmood at Ross Hall Hospital for over a period of 20 years and couldn't get to the bottom of what was wrong with me because I kept going through bouts of depression.
Yeah.
Suffer from a severe depressive disorder called DMS5 because of what had happened to me with the nuns and whatever. And I've also got anxiety status as well. I can give you the names of the medication that I'm on now as well, mate.
What would be more appropriate, because we will end up including all that, Enzo, when it comes to doing the witness statement, obviously if they meant any medications,
right, okay.
What you're taking in relation to your mental health, it will all be documented. But what I would rather have from you now, if you could provide me the details of that Dr. Mahmood.
Mahmood. You know something? We've tried to, it was in Ross Hall Hospital in Glasgow. And
spell Russell Hall for me, please.
Yeah, Ross Hall is R-O-S-S.
Yeah.
And Hall, all the one word, Ross
yeah.
Hall Hospital in Glasgow.
Glasgow. And did you, if I recall correctly, you state that you've been going there for 20 plus years in relation to your mental health?
I was going there for, I've seen Dr. Mahmood for 20 years, but I started off seeing him at Ross Hall Hospital, and then I started off after that. He'd moved three different addresses, if you know what I mean, and I seen him privately at his house.
But when you saw him privately at the house, was this like an actual registered appointment? So it wasn't more of like a courtesy, what he was doing for you?
Oh, no. It was a registered psychologist, psychiatrist, he was.
Yeah. All right, okay. So he was working at Ross Hall Hospital at Glasgow.
Yes.
And then he moved.
And then he moved, but I don't know where he moved to. That's
but you were still able to see him?
Yes.
Right, okay, so hopefully that should come back when we get your medical records and your GP.
Right, because the thing is as well, it was a Dr. Brownie from Paisley that got my dad and my mum the number because his wife is a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And he got us in touch with Dr. Mahmood. And Dr. Mahmood from there, he was seeing a lot of clients at his private address, if you know what I mean. So basically, James, do you think that I stand a valid claim here? Because I do.
So, from what I can see, all the institutions of your care settings have been within schools. They can be accepted residential schools, as a part of the Scottish redress. A lot of them, with being the nunneries, a lot of people have been in similar situations, not saying specifically from St. Joseph's, but we have similar cases where local parishes have been involved in the operation of care for X amount of children, and they're able to apply under the Scottish Redress Scheme. When it comes to some of the public schools, as in St. James's, I don't think that will be an acceptable institution, just because it's a public school more than anything.
I wasn't abused at these schools, St. James's.
You wasn't, did you say?
I wasn't abused at St. James's. That was a public school run by the ones with the clerical side of things. I don't know where you're getting all this from, mate. Honestly, but you're trying to mix it up here, James. If you know what I mean.
Sorry, from from what I've from me mentioning St James's, so that's the first chronology
I'm
of kind of like
saying
you stated.
That that's where I started off, by the way. I'm not saying that that's where I was abused.
No, no, of course, of course. I'm not stating that that's
well, that's what I thought
meant.
You were saying there.
No. I was just trying, I'm just trying to get an accurate chronology of where you've been admitted to, where you've been discharged to. So when we're sending these subject access requests, they go into the appropriate places who will have your records and your documentation. But with the St. Joseph's of Girvan, like, if that was if that being operated by an independent body, being the Sisters of St. Joseph's of Cullen, that mm-hmm. will be appropriate as to be able to be accepted on the redress application and towards the scheme.
Yep.
Because you were pulled out, in Renfrewshire will have your records. They're the ones that we're waiting on right now to confirm your admissions and your discharge. If Renfrewshire got involved in your placement within St. Joseph's, then that is a paper trail to say that they was in control of obviously your care when you was a child, and then they placed you here, and then obviously when we do the witness statement, that's when we'll be a bit more meticulous in asking obviously what happened and stuff like that. But for right now, what happened and your experiences, we don't need to know as of right now until we do the witness statement. And the only reason why I say that, Enzo, is because I don't really want you to be thinking about obviously the experiences you went through right now, because it will just cause, you know, additional stress and on a situation where we want
to
try and be as sensitive as possible.
Is this a valid claim? Do you believe that I'm going to get some compensation here?
From right now, we believe that you have a good application when it comes to the care setting of St. Joseph's in Girvan. It's just we can't for sure say to you right now as to what you will get, just because it needs to go to the panel at Scottish Redress first.
But you gave me a phone call 2 weeks ago saying that I should be paid out before Christmas.
So that's what we're aiming to do. So once we've been in receipt of all your records and we've got in contact with you and we've completed a full witness statement, it will then go to the panel with your witness statement, the supporting evidence, what we have collected from your childcare records, what helps support your statement of being in the specific institutes where you experienced neglect or any form of abuse. And then following that, the panel will then cross-reference with any other applications as to who have also attended St. Joseph Girvan to corroborate, to make sure that obviously they do believe that you have been there. And then they'll be able to see by our admissions and discharge papers, what we'll supply with them as well, that you was there. And then they will make the decision as to what they deem is appropriate to provide you in relation to compensation.
Yep, I'm listening.
Oh, I was just making sure you're still there. But as to get, I can't on the phone now say for sure what exact number it is you're going to get, because I don't want to give you an amount off what we believe.
You roughly tell me, what you think I may get.
Okay, so we have an AI system what can generate an estimate of a provisional value based on what redress.
What I want to find out is how much views are going to take from the, how much I should be, if you could give me a projection figure, you must be able to at least give me an estimate.
Yeah, so as I was saying, the provisional value, so we have a provisional value on your application where it's an AI-generated estimate based on the Scottish Redress scheme of the care settings you was on and the impact factors, what came from your experience there, and they estimate a level 4, and they estimate a value between 65,000 to 80,000. But as I have to stress, that's not something what is guaranteed, because it's not us who say, you know, you deserve a level four. It's the panel themselves who will then review our witness statement. They will look through the evidence that we provide alongside the witness statement. That's why I've given you a call to be a bit more meticulous with the chronology of your care, just so we're able to go and collect the record in full, what's relevant and appropriate to your specific application, and try and get the best possible outcome for you, Enzo. So all I'm hoping for now is that we receive some documentation back from National Records of Scotland, and they will have your childcare records, any admissions in schools, etc. And then I'm also hoping that we'll get something back from Renfrewshire Council as well. So Renfrewshire Council, I sent them today. They acknowledged the SAR request. And also made a note that the that St Joseph's is in Girvan and not Govan, so it's been amended on the request. So they have now a month from today to provide a response. If you have numerous amount of records with Renfrewshire Council, obviously, if there's any third parties mentioned, it has to be redacted for data protection purposes, and if there is a high volume, they can come back to us and request for an extension with the reasoning, and if it's appropriate reasoning, we're able to give them an extension, and the statutory extensions can be anywhere up to a maximum of 3 months from the initial request. So our initial request being today, being the 8th of July, it would then be the 8th of October is their maximum deadline if they do request for an extension. But as we've provided all the information of your address before immediately before he's in the care, as we provided as well your parents' names, it should accelerate the process. They shouldn't come back to us to ask for any further clarification to try and identify your records. We've given them every possible information what will help assist them in locating your records. So hopefully Renfrewshire Council will get back sooner rather than later. And then in relation to that, if when we're able to send by a post to Sisters of St. Joseph of Cluny, we're unable to do that today. That's only due to the fact that we're waiting on ink for the printer, unfortunately. So we're unable to physically print out your subject access request today, but once we're in receipt of some more ink for the printer, we will then be able to send it via post. But we will continue to try and get in contact with them via the telephone, and if they're able to actually connect through straight away, we're just going to ask for somebody of authority to speak to instead of the woman who is continually answering the phone because of a professional manner. We're just getting nowhere with them if she's the one who is the point of contact.
Right, no problem, Mel. So when will I hear from you again?
So you'll more than likely hear from us again when we're in receipt of the records from Renfrewshire Council. And once we have your council records, and if we deem there's any other records and institutions, if there's any other institutions we need to desar because it's been identified in the records from Renfrewshire Council that there is relevant information elsewhere, we will go then and desar that institution. And then once we're in receipt of all your records, we'll get in contact with you, Enzo.
No problem.
Okay, no problem at all. I was just thinking there was something what I was going to say there, but it's just come from my mind. Right, okay. So I'll update the file. I'll make a note of obviously all the care institution, the chronology of care, what you provided with me today. And then we'll go ahead to see if we're able to go anywhere and send any further subject access requests. But as of right now, we've sent subject access requests to the appropriate institutions as to where we need to collect your records. So we're only waiting on Renfrewshire Council, National Records of Scotland as well. And then hopefully if we can get anything back, if we can get in contact with the Sisters of St. Joseph of Cluny, then we'll send a DSAR to them as well, and hopefully we'll get your records from them.
No problem.
Oh, yes, I've just remembered what it was. So if you also have any of your records yourself, like you have any paper documents in relation to your time in Kerr, no? Nothing like that?
I gave you all the photographs that I had, mate.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. It was just the reason why I asked that, because sometimes when people obviously come out of the time in Kerr, when they're in childcare, they sometimes are provided with the records, and some people do keep a paper trail and hold on to it. So it's just making sure if that was the case with you. But as it's not, hopefully Renfrewshire Council will get back sooner than later, and we'll be able to retrieve your records and move forward from there.
Okay, no problem. I'll just await you contacting me, well, James, okay?
Yeah, no problem, Enzo.
And I appreciate you phoning us back today with that information.
Yeah, no problem. If there's anything that you know, want to question, or if there's anything what's on your mind and you'd like to query it with us, just feel free to cover the call and zone. We'll try and help you the best we can.
I just want this finished, you know, as soon as possible, so I can move forward with my life, mate. You know, I mean, it's holding me back.
Yeah, of course. And it's obviously something what we're trying to work with you in, trying to get this part of your life obviously to be fully closed, and you can get yourself the closure what you deserve following what you've experienced. And we're not here to obviously try and, you know, make this process difficult for you or anything like that.
We are
trying to do the best possible, the best we can do for you in relation to your Scottish Regis application. So hopefully we're now on track to retrieve your records from Renfrewshire Council, also from National Records Scotland, where we'll be in a position to be able to identify obviously the current institutions you've been to, what you experienced at this institution, and then obviously what the following factors of experiencing the time of you in the care setting.
Right, no problem. Okay, well, have a good afternoon, and thanks for all your help, James.
No problem. You too, Enzo. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.